Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. August 2025 is shaping up to be a transformative month in gaming, marked by cutting-edge releases and evolving industry dynamics. Let's begin with some of the most anticipated games and updates that have been driving conversations across the gaming community. Grounded 2, released in early access, has continued to impress, not only refining the original's miniature adventure gameplay, but also adding stunning graphics upgrades. Fans have praised the newly revamped crafting system, which allows for greater creativity in base building and strategy. Another standout entry is Who Killed the Hero? A narrative-driven title that's making waves for its deep, branching character arcs and the power of player choices. Early reviews point to its emotionally charged storylines and clever dialogue that keep players engaged through multiple playthroughs. Meanwhile, Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2's patch 9.0 has been well-received, especially among competitive players seeking balanced class mechanics. The development team directly incorporated community feedback, enhancing the depth and feel of combat, which now feels more responsive and strategic than ever. Over in the world of digital monsters, Digimon Elition's closed beta opened its doors to 10,000 players, focusing on community-sourced improvements. Testers have reported a thrilling character-driven narrative and more sophisticated battle mechanics, raising hopes for a polished launch once the game exits beta. Indie games are also thriving, with Grobot standing out due to its lush, hand-drawn visuals and intricate puzzles woven into a heartwarming original narrative. This tiny studio has managed to create a world that both puzzles and soothes, making it an excellent option for fans of slow-paced adventures and thoughtful world-building. Over in the sports simulation arena, WWE 2K25's highly anticipated Switch 2 launch has exceeded expectations with smooth controls and robust features. The game has benefited from extensive promotional effort on weekly WWE programming, directly engaging fans to drive strong early numbers. Speaking of Nintendo platforms, Donkey Kong Bonanza has emerged as one of the most beloved platformers of the summer, thanks to responsive controls and Switch 2 optimization. The nostalgic yet fresh ending sequence, in particular, has drawn widespread praise from old and new fans alike. If you're a sports fan, you won't want to miss College Football 26, where running the game at 60 FPS is strongly recommended to unlock its full visual potential. The developers clearly prioritize performance, resulting in a smoother, more immersive experience for both solo players and online competitors. Competitive edge doesn't stop there. Undisputed, this year's much-talked-about fighting title is all about mastering combos. If you're planning to climb the ranks, take some time to drill those moves and gain the upper hand right out of the gate. On the JRPG front, Shin Megami Tensei V and its expanded Vengeance Edition continue to dominate the charts with over 2 million units sold worldwide. New content additions and cross-platform availability have broadened the series' reach well beyond its original audience. Battlefield 6 is also making waves, teasing a much-anticipated Battle Royale mode alongside a new free-to-play offering designed to attract fresh recruits to the storied franchise. The development team is betting big on live service content, hoping to replicate the success of competitors in the crowded shooter space. Hollow Knight. Silksong remains a fan obsession, with showcase demos slated for Gamescom, promising a deep and challenging experience from Team Cherry. Silksong's evolving art style and new playable abilities have drawn comparisons to the original classic. While offering fresh mechanics for series veterans, innovation continues on the indie front with Mage Arena, a spellcasting adventure that employs cutting-edge voice recognition technology. In response to launch bugs, the developers recently lowered the price and rolled out multiple patches, underscoring their commitment to the player experience. Classic fans have reason to celebrate as well, with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 launching a remastered collection available on Game Pass. This release revitalizes the timeless gameplay flow of the originals, while adding online leaderboards and new outfits. New World. Eternum sees the Season of the Banner bring Capture the Flag and other competitive event features, enticing both PvE and PvP players to test their skills. The emphasis on team-based tactics and seasonal rewards is driving impressive player retention. For legacy MMORPG enthusiasts, MU Online has rolled out the Alchemist class alongside a speed server for rapid progression. This addition shakes up the game's dynamic and offers longtime players fresh ways to optimize character builds and leveling strategies. Wuchang, Fallen Feathers is captivating action RPG fans with its visceral combat and beautifully rendered ancient Chinese environments. The campaign promises a hefty 40-50-hour experience, or even more for completionists, making it a must-play for adventure fans. It's now available on PS5, Xbox Series X/S, and PC, giving a broad audience the chance to explore its mythic world and complex trophy system. In the Pokémon universe, the newly launched Play Pokémon Access app is helping trainers connect and compete at local events right from their smartphones. This innovation blends the convenience of digital platforms with the sense of physical community that Pokémon fans have long cherished. And don't forget to log into Pokémon Go for the Cozy Companions event, running August 6th through the 12th. This limited-time event marks the debut of Snom and rewards players with double experience bonuses for hatching eggs, perfect for leveling up fast. Fortnite continues its tradition of headline-grabbing updates, with its giant September 2nd release featuring a crossover Dragon Ball Mythics event that's sure to create plenty of in-game mayhem. The event's exclusive mythic weapons and themed challenges are already making social media buzz, drawing veteran players back for the spectacle. Fans of Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Hinokami Chronicles 2 are also in for a treat, as future content updates and a new character pass have been announced. The buzz is high for additional playable characters, costumes, and story expansions that promise to extend the game's staying power through the year. Shifting away from game launches, let's look at the broader industry challenges and opportunities that have been taking shape lately. A major issue this month concerns increasing transaction fees, with platforms like Steam facing backlash after Visa and MasterCard hiked processing charges. Many developers are worried these changes could squeeze profit margins, possibly leading to price increases or altered monetization strategies in future release. This payment processor scrutiny has also impacted digital storefronts, especially those hosting indie and adult content. For example, itch.io introduced stricter adult content guidelines, balancing the demands of payment processors with creators' freedom to publish and monetize their work. On the regulatory front, Microsoft's new age verification protocol for Xbox players has sparked discussion. Enacted in response to the UK's Online Safety Act, this system is designed to protect minors, but has raised questions about data privacy and implementation logistics. Parents and players alike are watching closely to see how these legal requirements will shape account management and access for teens and younger children. At the same time, community safety continues to be a priority, as the International Game Developers Association highlights the need for clear moderation policies. The push is especially strong for platforms to better protect marginalized creators, ensuring healthy, inclusive communities. A related debate revolves around the rise of gacha mechanics in both new and established MMOs. These randomized pay-to-win systems have generated significant controversy, especially around fairness and player equity in the free-to-play space. Many developers are experimenting with new engagement models to maintain player interest while avoiding exploitative gameplay loops. Speaking of controversy, one of this summer's most high-profile legal disputes involves Sony and Tencent, focusing on alleged similarities between Tencent's Light of Mordoram and Sony's Horizon franchise. Intellectual property issues have become a central concern, with the gaming world watching to see how courts interpret distinctive gameplay elements and story design. This legal battle could set precedents affecting how close a game can hew to the look and feel of an established hit. Zooming out to the global stage, market analysts are predicting a dramatic 23% decline in the East Asian gaming segment by the end of the year. Regulatory crackdowns, shifting consumer preferences, and challenges with content approval processes are among the main factors cited for this downturn. The data is spurring developers and publishers to reevaluate their regional strategies, hinting at more diversified project pipelines and cautious localization efforts moving forward. All these changes point to a gaming landscape in flux, where adaptability and listening to player communities are more important than ever. Many of the summer's standout releases demonstrate how incorporating feedback through betas, live events, and social media channels can directly shape the future of a franchise. For gamers, that means now is the perfect time to dive into in-game events, whether it's Pokemon Go's limited time experience, New World's seasonal rewards, or Fortnite's mythic showdowns. By taking part, you're not just earning rewards, but helping steer the evolution of your favorite worlds. Before we go, let's quickly recap the biggest forces shaping August 2025 in gaming. We're seeing blockbuster releases with cross-platform ambitions, developers responding rapidly to feedback, and heated debates about fair monetization. Technology and creativity are moving forward hand in hand, but the pressure to adapt to new regulations and community needs is greater than ever. As we watch legal battles, regulatory shifts, and experimental game mechanics unfold, the trends point to a more connected yet complex future. Whether you're a collector, competitor, or casual explorer, these rapid changes mean your choices and feedback genuinely matter and will shape the future of interactive entertainment. Thanks for joining me on this in-depth overview of August's biggest gaming headlines and behind-the-scenes developments. Be sure to subscribe, share your thoughts, and keep experimenting with all the new games and events coming your way this month. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.